It's Thursday night and 8 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. You're tuned in to the Profits Plus e-retailer conversations conference call. Good evening, everyone. Tom Shea here with you for tonight. Thank you for taking the time from your busy day to come and be with me. I'm excited that you would have time available to be with us. I promise you that we have, again, researched in the past 30 days some great ideas that we'd like to share with you this evening. Again, I have two great guests to be with me during our time tonight. Let me take care of the necessary details before we move on to our guest. And the notes I need to tell you is tonight's session is again being recorded. It's going to be on the ProfitsPlus.org website and available in two formats. MP3 for those of you who are using an iPod or a similar device. And it will be available as a click and listen on the ProfitsPlus.org website. And during our course of our time tonight, we will be monitoring email. If you want to send an email during the conversation, you would do so to Tom Shea at ProfitsPlus.org. And we will be watching the Facebook, where you can simply type in Tom Shea, should come to come to me, and I will be glad that if you have questions at that point in time to pass on your words to anybody.
The conference is in lecture mode.
Be a part of it. So tonight, we'll start first with my friend, my buddy, who I know today went through all kinds of special efforts to make sure that he could be with us tonight, and I appreciate very much so the sacrifices that he has made so that he could join me. My guest, my friend, Bill Kendi. William, you there tonight? Mr. Bill?
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Okay,
hello.
Bill,
yes,
you
sir.
With me? Okay,
yeah.
Probably pressed the wrong buttons. Didn't hit the right admit button. So, welcome, Bill. Glad you could join us. Appreciate you being with us for tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Well, I think from our discussions that we had today and visiting early with our special guest that we're going to have a good show. I think we both found that he brings a lot of interesting things to the table.
Neat process. Very neat process, and he knows a lot about it.
So, before we get on to our guest, item I want to make sure that I cover and share with everyone, and that's an event that I have watched for the last couple of years, and on their behalf, I think it is just so smart, such great marketing pieces, and they continue to add more and more to it to where, politely said, I think they slowly but surely rope in all of us small businesses, and I'm talking about the folks at American Express, who have created what has grown and grown to be Small Business Saturday, which is the Saturday after Black Friday. It is Saturday, November 24th this year. And if you will go to the website, shopsmall.com, just as it sounds, shopsmall.com, the folks at American Express have created a bunch of really neat add-on things. They are spending the money. I mean, not only can you go to their website and download some tools, but one of the neat things they have come up with this year is a doormat. And if you go to their website and put in the name of your business, you can register. It's, you know, you're kind of late to it, but you would be registered for the 2013 year. But in doing so, they provide a doormat, and so I tested it out. On Monday, I went online to their site and ordered a doormat for our business, and it showed up delivered by FedEx this afternoon. So if you would, at the close of our call tonight, go on to shopsmall.com, order necessary supplies, whatever you may find necessary for your business. And if you were to order a doormat, I'd say you're going to see it show up on your doorstep first part of the week. Let's see. Let me grab it. I've got it close by here. And let me tell you what it's got to say.
I was going to say, what does your doormat say?
It's a nice quality doormat. I mean, it's got trim to it. It's got rubber backing to it. It's got their logo, which is a circle and says Shop Small and some stars around it. And across the bottom it says, "Welcome to Small Business Saturday." So I'm going to put it on the doorstep of my house, but, you know, I just thought it looked cool, and I thought I wanted one. And you want more than one, they'll send you several of them. I mean, they'll send you boxes of them, from what I could tell. Or if you are part of a chamber organization or a Main Street or some sort of a association, everybody's close by, you can do the necessaries online and order it and have a whole bunch. And I said this, I think, last month in the newsletter. I do understand small businesses that say, "I don't accept the American Express card." I hear you, okay? Didn't accept it for years. And then when I tell you that I think you ought to accept it, I hear the argument, "I haven't needed it before." I hear the argument, "No one asked me for it." I hear the argument, "I've never lost a sale because of it." And I think for the opportunity of signing up and it costs you nothing, why not try it? Why not put the sticker on your window?
So now that placemat, the doormat, costs you nothing?
Nothing. They pay the freight, they pay for the doormat, send it to your store. The idea, you get it, you put it on your front doorstep, and it says, you know, Small Business Saturday. I think it's a pretty neat little idea. And to say that they're willing to spend that kind of money, and for, I think for what I would expect to say is the card that is least accepted by small businesses, I think they're making a very strong gesture to small businesses as a way to say, "We want your business."
Yeah.
So, that being said, I'm not sure where I've met our guest for tonight, Bill. It's been a while since I first met him. His name is Ron Friedman. Ron has a company along with his wife, Gloria. They're in New York State. The company's called Damomics, and it's spelled Damomics. And they provide software solutions for small businesses, what we commonly call a POS or a point of sale system. And well, Ron goes above and beyond. I think Ron does a very good job of the accounts that he's got. He understands the concept that it's hard to get a customer, and it's even harder to keep them very happy, and it's always a challenge to get more business. But Ron seems to have it figured out. So that being said, let me introduce him. And of course, you know, my dear friend, I always have to take and introduce him with some kind of a
song.
Yeah, what do I need? And so he deals with point of sale systems. He deals with the aspect of gift cards, reward programs, customer loyalty, and well, that all deals with selling stuff. So this is the opening song I picked for our friend Ron Friedman.
Money. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a mark, or a pound, a buck, or a pound is all that makes the world go around, that clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round.
All right, so that was Liza Minnelli, Joel Gray, and it was a scene out of the production Cabaret. That being said, our guest tonight, my friend, and appreciate that he would come and join us, Ron Friedman. Ron, you there tonight?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming and being with us. I appreciate, because, to start with, I do know, because we put in an announcement this morning, you've had a kind of a busy day.
That is true. I've been on the road, and I'm just becoming stationary right now. I visited two customers and did two webinars so far today.
And your webinars are one of the things that I find most interesting, because I'm on your email list, and I see that you are frequently out there announcing, "Come and participate in the webinar, and let's talk some aspects about business." So if you would, tell our audience tonight, let's start with the webinars. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with them.
What I'm doing with them is, there's two of them. One is called Grow Your Business, and it's about addressing the three needs that businesses want. They want to get referrals. They want to increase referrals. They want to increase the customer frequency or the number of transactions per day, week, month, whatever they track it by. And they want their customer to spend more, increase their average ticket. And that webinar, Grow Your Business, talks about how to do that. And really the primary mechanism that really umbrellas those three things has to do with the gift card and not necessarily selling it, but the psychology and what happens when a gift card, moves around between customer and customer and gets spent at the store.
But now the idea of the gift card isn't the main focus of the point-of-sale system. And feel free, please, you know, tell everyone whose point-of-sale system you see that your company provides. But it really wasn't the main part of it. You did start out with a point-of-sale system, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I do work with a point-of-sale system. And as in all point-of-sale systems, it's inventory, it's customer history, things like that. And most of them do a decent job of it. If not, they wouldn't be in business with it. But really, to really grow a business, and I've talked to hundreds of businesses like yourselves, that what I see out there is, especially ones that are still running off cash registers today, even though a point-of-sale system can help them with inventory better, they haven't gone out of business, even in a down economy, managing their inventory by pen and paper. What they have seen, though, is their customer count has gone down, that they're spending less, and their customers are shopping on the web and not giving them referrals. So that is really why what embraces all retailers, large and small, is to address those functions, no matter point-of-sale system or not.
So in a challenging economy, what you are saying is that it is multiple aspects. That if you have a customer count that dwindles on you, if you take and have your average sale begin to drop on you, and expenses aren't going to take and bring themselves down, then what you've got is a problem on your hands.
Very true. And so how best to grow a business, especially as the media has changed so much, that what used to work in the newspaper, radio, and TV is not there anymore. I, last December, asked my staff, which is about 12 people from 25 to 60 years old, how many of you read the newspaper? And to my surprise, the answer was zero. Not one of my staff members reads the newspaper anymore. And so how do we, where do we advertise today? The Yellow Pages, what are they? It's now on the web on Yelp or Google or so. So we need to look at different ways, and really our best way of growing our business is from our existing customer base, our referrals, the guys that will toot our horn.
It has always been my experience that it is far cheaper to do something to get a customer to come back and to get that customer to give me a referral to somebody else than to go out there and attempt to find a brand new customer.
That's true. That is absolutely true. You want to have your customer do the help on getting a referral, because when they're referred to you, they've been pre-prescribed to what you do and the types of things you sell and your customer service. All that comes like on a silver platter when you get a referral.
So you are, like me, somewhat amazed that a business, product or service, does something to get a customer to do business with them. And then when they want the customer to do business with them again, they have this bad habit of starting back at square one again instead of picking up where they left off and doing something more. It's, let's just start a whole process again and again.
Absolutely. And so many businesses that don't keep history or don't have a loyalty program are, in fact, starting again from scratch. So you're absolutely right.
Can I ask a question on that, though? And I do agree that you have to change your marketing direction to accommodate social media and some of the newer stuff out there. But my question is about referrals. Referrals are great, but if you don't have your people ask for them, you'll never get them. How do you tell a small business owner to condition their salespeople, customer service people, to say, look, man, if I'm doing a great job, do you know, can you refer me to a friend? How do you go about doing that, Ron?
That is really what you point out is exactly very hard to do, and it's not always even habit-forming within your employees, especially some employees are part-time or just cashiers, and some employees are much more toward customer service. So that is why I truly believe in a loyalty program, and with the tools of the loyalty program, it really happens automatically. Because when I get into loyalty programs, I truly believe the gift card should be the reward for loyalty program. And the reason for gift cards is if you think about the movement of a gift card, if someone were to give a gift card for your business, that if they may have bought it for someone, they may be re-gifting it, or they may have earned it through a loyalty program. But when they give that gift card, the psychology, the subliminal message that is given to the recipient is, I shop there. I like shopping there. I think you should shop there. Here's some money to shop there by. Now go shop there. That subliminal message is the ultimate referral on your business without saying a word. So what I recommend, what I teach is that we need to get more gift cards out there because the more that we get out there, whatever means, selling them or promotionally, the more referrals the business will get.
So let me ask this, Ron. I know Bill has a story that I've heard him talk about, and it's a gift card that he carries in his wallet that has a very minute amount of money left on it.
88 cents, Tom. 88 cents.
Okay. 88 cents. But Ron, the question I would like to ask you is that: is there any information out there that would tell a business that when you sell, let's say, a $20 gift card, how much money does that customer who winds up with the card? How much do they really spend when they come into the business?
What? Okay, excellent question. I thought you were going to go a different way on that question. What do you do with that 88 cents? But I'll answer your, and you can answer that one, ask me that one later on. But to answer your question about what they're spending, currently, and I deal primarily with small businesses, and the ones that I've been into doing analytics with them when asked, is what I'm finding, this price insensitivity is so great when there's a gift card transaction on a sale. What is being spent is the average ticket of the business, so let's say it's $35, plus the gift card amount, $10, so let's say now we're up to $45, and then some. So in this exact case, when someone has a $10 gift card with a $35 average ticket business, they're spending approximately $50 on that transaction. And we're seeing that over and over again. If you give someone a $10 gift card even for free, they typically do not come in and just walk out with $10. They're being enticed. They're being marketed by your surrounds, by your business, to spend the average ticket, and then that price insensitivity is, hey, I got free money. I need to spend it.
And that's a good way to look at it. I walk in the door. I've got a $25 gift card, and so that's $25. It's not really my issue, and I can spend the $25 that I might normally spend, so I'm going to drop a $50 bill here, and, gee, I kind of like this place. While we're at it, let me explain to everybody real quick if we had any latecomers to the call tonight. Our guest joining Bill Kendi and I is a gentleman who's coming to us tonight from Elmira, New York. His name is Ron Friedman. Ron and his wife Gloria own a company called Demomix, and Demomix is a specialty firm selling a point-of-sale system, and Ron has developed a very special niche in helping people develop loyalty programs and utilizing gift cards, and he's known very well to his customers because he gives great support to them and follows up and does things like this, sits with people at 8 something at night to still continue to talk about business. He is business 24 hours a day, doesn't know when to shut it off, which is, I guess, our kind of guy, Bill.
Yeah, really. Why do you have Saturdays and Sundays off, you know? I mean, what difference does it make, right?
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Ron, let's talk a little bit about the loyalty program. People have long since been carrying in their wallets a something that they've gotten, whether it be from some chain store, somebody's website that's got points. I mean, we've had them with airlines for years, and I think a lot of small businesses we'll see this as something that comes from the big guys. But your point is, no, us little guys can have it just like the big guys can have it.
Yeah. Definitely. On there. Most point-of-sale systems have it built in or use something from the cloud. It's hard to implement a loyalty package without a point-of-sale system. If not, you'll bury yourself in paperwork, unlike the things I recommend in gift cards. People could use them with a cash register system outside or without a point-of-sale system, though point-of-sale system certainly can help implementing gift card marketing in a system. But loyalty, you really do need some type of point-of-sale system to constantly update points and give information to the customer, maybe email the customer that they've reached a plateau, that they have a reward coming, and that they can come into the business to pick up their reward or so on there. But what the NRF, the National Retail Federation, said a year ago September, the average American adult is now a member of 18 loyalty programs. And when I first heard that a year ago, I said, no way. I said, I'm a guy. There's no way. You know, maybe that's the average. Let me see. And then at that point, I was working on my webinar presentation. I started grouping the different business areas in gift cards, like you think you mentioned airline industry. I'm a member of most probably 4 airlines. 2 of them I frequent. I'm a member of 7 motel chains I found, and 2 I frequent. I'm a member of 3 local grocery stores, 2 pharmacies, a bunch of local customers. I found a year ago I'm a guy, and I'm a member of 18 loyalty programs. That shows, that's the number is accurate, and that shows how valuable loyalty is to the consumer that's out there. We want to be part of a loyalty program. We want the special deals. We want to be notified in advance of things. We want to be part of that club, that platinum or gold club, things like that.
Well, this has gone way beyond the, you know, get 9 cups of coffee and get the 10th one for free kind of concept.
Yes, it is. The idea for points, to me, I like points on there, and I do have some recommendations. I don't like 1 point for $1 because I do recommend, like, if you do receipts, be it emailed or paper receipts, to always show the customer, you know, what point value they are. Have maybe the clerk point out, oh, look, you're halfway to reaching the goal and things like that, making the customer, you know, feel good about where they are. So I like using points, but never one-to-one on there, because if not, they may say, gosh, I just spent $200 in that business, or the spouse that pays the bill notices how many points they suddenly got. Not a good thing. So you should inflate or deflate points, have a multiplier, be it fractional or be it like 5 times. But the way to get points, in the way, I also have a mantra of stop letting cash out your door. And so instead of putting an item on sale, use a gift card as the promotion, or give them double points or triple points or something like that. So you're including and you're showing customers that if they're loyal to you, they're getting the special deals, and that makes more fun in the loyalty program.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me put you on the spot here, Ron. Let me give you a sample, a test person.
Yeah.
It's a shop, and we're going to do this one, and as soon as Ron goes to this one, we'll take and we'll go to break. But I've written about this shop a couple of times. It's a neat little shop. They occupy two storefronts in the downtown area of St. Petersburg. And they make, they make a very unique product. And that product is soap. And it's like, I see a certain comparison to walking into the mall and seeing the store. It's called Lush that has soaps. But what they do a really neat job on is for the fall, they have soap, and in it is a design of leaves. And then you come to Halloween, and they've got pumpkins and ghosts and stuff like that, and turkeys for Thanksgiving, and all kinds of soaps for Jewish holidays, Christian holidays, the Easter bunny, seashore lobster. I mean, there's always a constant change to what their products are. And so I like to shop there. I have a bunch of their product. But what concerns me is with their rewards program, they do have some kind of a point-of-sale system because they ask your name, who you are, and they're doing something with tracking what you buy. I think it's like when you buy a real slice, you get something. But if you buy the leftover end pieces of a loaf of soap out of the scrap box, you don't get any credits for it. But as a very frequent customer, I don't know how much I get in points. I don't know what it takes to get me more points about something. There's no signage in the business. And I absolutely get nothing from them, email or print-wise, to say, come into our store. I mean, I love going to the place, but it's to me, I just look and think, it's a store that's just bent on reliving, what's the movie, 50 First Dates or Groundhog Day. I mean, it's like I spend lots of money, but you just keep doing the same thing over and over. So if I were going to turn you loose on this store, which I really would like to because I hate going into stores that don't work to get my business, you know, what would you go tell my little soap store here in St. Petersburg to do?
Very good. Perfect on there. Well, obviously, they're not eating and breathing loyalty there. And one of the things I recommend is when you design a loyalty program, you whatever the standards are, whatever the rewards are, whatever everything, you need to lay it out in a brochure. The brochure is important for customers so they know and they can hold you to the standard. It's great tool for employees. When a new employee gets hired, make them read, make them understand, make them eat and breathe that brochure so they can explain it to customers and show customers what it is. What the formula for point is. For every 500 points, you get a $10 gift card. You earn, for every $1 spent, you get 5 points. We're going to distribute the gift cards by mail. We're going to distribute them by email. We'll distribute them at the register. Talk about that in there. Do the points ever expire? Can they be, can you merge two accounts together? You know, can you share points? Can multiple people be on an account for points? You see, I can go on and on of the questions that they need to answer because this is what the customers are going to be asking. Be it out loud or not out loud? And you want to have signs. You talked about no signs in the business. You want to have signs of sign up for the loyalty program. You get this or that. Or double points on the soap of the month. And you mentioned they're not getting maybe points, or you don't know if you're getting points, for the scrap ends of the soap. To me, yeah, you may not have the same margin on that because it's already on sale. But that customer is just as important on cash flow to take care of that stuff and buy that stuff. You may want to give them points, maybe is not as much, but they're just as important as the customer that buys the stuff on the new stuff and the first stuff that comes out on there. And so you want to have that customer there, and you want to treat them, you know, just as well, because If they don't show, you're going to have all that stuff that you're going to toss away on the whole thing on there. So, no, you do want that type of customer. So do we need to go to break now, or do I continue?
Go ahead. I've got a couple of questions I want to get to you after break. But, no, you know, hammer the point. It's a pet peeve of mine. I want to go do business with someone locally. But, dadgummit, when you don't work to earn my business, I feel cheated. I love the product. The price is right. But I'm cheated because you don't make me feel special.
Right. You have to discuss it, talk about the program. You know, show them on the receipt how many points you have. Another suggestion I have is to give bonus points out for when you join the program and when you refer someone. So let's give an example that the point program is 500 points is the goal, where you get, again, a $10 gift card. Okay? What I do recommend is that as a thank you for anyone signing up for your loyalty program, you give them somewhere on that type of program 200 to 300 points, somewhere near half the first goal. The reason for that is we want that first customer, that customer that signed on, to get that first reward very quickly on there. So they'll forget, you know, within that first month that they got bonus points, but suddenly within the first few months, they'll have hit that 500-point goal and suddenly get a gift card and say, wow, that was easy. Wow, this program really works. Wow, this company really does have a loyalty program that is automated, is in sync, and will do what they talked about. Because unfortunately, as a consumer that works in small business or shops small business, we have seen it, just like you see now, that a loyalty program is in place, but it's going into a black hole. So we've been, quote-unquote, maybe burnt by it. So if we can get to them that first reward fairly quickly because of the bonus points established in the beginning, we've now trained the customer and locked them into believing it works and now it's easy to do, so keep shopping us and we will continually reward you, but we'll reward you for the second time at a more natural pace.
All right, so let me, before, I did say one last question, but then a thought came to mind from something you had just said. Again, personal experience. So I had a bunch of friends that we get together once a year for just a reunion, grew up on a mountain. We all went to the same high school. And so I went into the place last year and gave them a logo and said, I'd like you to make this bar of soap for me. And I want to give it to all my friends. And every bar is individually wrapped, and they put a little tag on it, whatever you want. And it's nicely printed. And the thing that I wanted to do it, I love doing it. I still have some of the bars of soap laying around. I think they're neat. But the killer that just got me was the disqualification. I spent, if you can imagine, $400 in a soap store. And the catch was, oh, no, see, that's not part of the reward program because that was a special order. And I go, but I paid full price for all the bars of soap. And I just, again, I look at that and think, here's another small business shooting themselves in the foot with an opportunity to really do something great to impress the customer, and they just don't. I'm irked.
Well, how come I never got a bar of soap? Yeah, my wife would probably thank you.
Say, do you take baths? Or? It's too cold in Michigan. You don't take baths up there.
It's too cold. There are ice showers. Forget it.
Okay, so, Ron, you want to answer that one, and then we'll take
off? Yes, absolutely. I agree with you, because if they're doing special orders, their margin, their profit is similar to their regular retail sales. Plus, there's no inventory carrying costs, so why penalize someone for that part of your business? And in some businesses, special orders, really, they make more money on it. So why not do that? And if you do the loyalty program, obviously you didn't say to them, oh, gosh, I'm going to give you this nice big order. Can you take $10 off and give me an extra 20 bars free or something like that? But if there's a customer that says that, and you say to them, no, I can't do that, but I can let you go onto the loyalty program, then you're going to get some free stuff from that. suddenly now you don't have to negotiate with that customer that may bring that to the table for you. So absolutely, they should be doing that, you know, for even the special orders. I absolutely agree on there. And personally, for all these handing out, you know, I hope they put something in that bar of soap that brought them to either their website, you know, be it a brochure website so people could know where they are or shop their web store if they have a web store, if they like it, or a landing page for other people to do something similar on a special order, because you taking that out and spreading that around really is opening their base of customers massively, and they need to welcome that, you know, and also exploit that.
No, Ron, the answer is no, they don't do that. But let me tell you the other thing they don't do, because I'm like you. I'm one of those people. I can never get out of the mode of trying to sell stuff or figure out how to sell. And they made a comment to me when I was in their store one day about their soap is pretty. People buy it, put it in bathrooms, kitchens, and guests come to their home, and they're afraid to use it. So it sits there, and then they put it back in a wrapper and use it, you know, next Christmas. And I go, what if you made a little sign that you would give to customers? Take the size of a business card, fold it in half, and what if the little sign were simply to say, I may be pretty, but I'm meant to be used. And you would give it to your customer and say, here, put this in the bathroom at your house as people come to use the restroom at your house, and let them see it so they would use that. One, and particularly if you take all the other soaps out of the bathroom, it's like you're forcing them to use the soap and use it up, and then now they got to come back and buy it. I say this in love to people who are in my audiences and those on tonight's call, but it's true, but it's just the way I feel about some. Sometimes small business is a result of small thinking. Don't mean to be cruel about it, but sometimes small business is simply a result of too small thinking. So with that little snippy comment, Ron, as we go to break right quick, tell them who you are, tell them where to find you, tell them how to send you email, give you a phone call, please, sir. Tell them all about you.
Okay, Ron Friedman, the business name is Damomics, D-A-M-O-M-I-C-S, and so I teach everyone that mom's in the middle. You can find us on the web at www.demomics.com. My email address is Ron, R-O-N, the letter F like in Frank, at demomics.com. And you can reach us at 888-DEMOMICS.
Simple enough. We go to break right quick. Ron, I dug this song up because I thought, and I cut to a certain point in it, and it's an oldie song, probably older than you are, but I just like this particular verse. It's for you, friend.
I want money, don't get everything it's due. What it don't get, I can use.
All right, so that was the Beatles, 1960-something at that point in time.
I'm not that old, Tom. I don't remember the Beatles.
Did you? Oh, I thought, Bill, you were still in the bathroom. Did not realize you were.
I'm a close study, buddy. And that's because I don't have any soap, you know? Give me a break.
But I can tell you, unfortunately, I don't have any cards or anything from their store that keeps their name and phone number on it, and The guilty shall remain nameless, but not too hard to figure out. All right, so Ron, let's ask this question, not to slight somebody, but if you would, take a moment, tell everyone the point-of-sale system that you sell. Tell them what you like about it.
Okay, a little commercial. We represent NCR Counterpoint, which a lot of people may have known it either as Synchronics Counterpoint or Radiant Systems Counterpoint, the prior two owners of Counterpoint. And why I like Counterpoint is that gift cards are built into it because they don't go through the credit card system, so there's no transaction fees, et cetera, when you activate, when you redeem, when you use a gift card, any part of it. Loyalty programs are built in. I love that. And they do a lot of things toward marketing, including a tool called Customer Connect, which can email out of the software based on purchase history, based on customer zip code, basically anything in the customer record you can create emails on, and including my two favorite things, it does automatic emailing, because as a busy business, we don't have time to even sometimes even create the emails we should. But it will automatically send an email when someone joins your loyalty program. It's of your design email. It mail merges it every night. Anyone that's new, welcome them onto your loyalty program. And the best one I like that it automatically does an email for is the I haven't seen you email. You set a date parameter, and if anyone hasn't shopped your business in that time frame plus one day, they get an email of your design mail merged, trying to get them back into the business.
So that last feature that you're talking about kind of speaks to that statistic I can remember having read multiple times over the years, and that is 2 out of 3 customers that quit doing business with you quit because they have a perception that you don't care.
Right. And that's a standard stat in the insurance industry, Tom. People don't switch insurance companies for premiums because there's not that much difference. They switch because they don't think their salespeople care about them at all.
No, it's not because you want price. It's not because you found a friend who's in the business or anything along those lines. It's just you don't care about me.
Right.
I got a couple people in my life right now, business-wise, that I'm kind of like, I really want to do business with you, but gosh, I feel wrong to do business with you when you don't make an effort or show some appreciation. There's too many people out there who will take my money. I just want the bonus that I want most is just that you recognize me.
Bob, can I jump in for a second? Because I have a question for Ron. Ron, you know what we're talking about here really, through whether it's a loyalty program, we're really talking
really
about.
Talking about
we're talking about creating customers for life.
Yeah, and there's a value to it. There's a big value to that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that is the goal, to have a customer for life and make them your referral, you know, tree or, you know, their base of a tree. Think about it. Every good customer should be the base of a tree reaching out to get you more branches.
Right.
There is a calculator that we have on our website, and it's called the What is the Customer Worth Calculator? And it goes through a very short couple steps. How much does the customer spend with you on an average sale? That's something your point-of-sale system is going to tell you. How many times a year do you believe that the average customer comes into the store, multiply it, that's how much they spend over the course of the year. How many years do you think you're going to keep the customer? That gives you a new number, and then say, and what's your gross margin? Multiply that, and that's the gross profit you make off that customer over the lifetime, as they say, of that customer. And doing so, I'm reminded by a book that I've recommended a couple of times. It's called Reinventing the Wheel. The author is Chris Zane, Z-A-N-E. He is from Connecticut. And Chris uses that math formula. And his answer that he tells you in the book that he wrote is that the average customer is worth $12,500 to him over the lifetime. And if you were to read the book and see all the things that he gives away and does to people, because he says, I'll spend lots and lots of money to keep coming with that $12,500. Just makes sense.
Yeah, and Ron, don't you think, stop and think of that grocery store that you go to every week for 52 weeks a year, and you've done it for 10 years, number one. But number two, an ancillary benefit of having a bona fide customer service, customer loyalty program, is your happy people become your ambassadors out there, right?
Absolutely. That's the referrals. The ambassadors equal referrals.
All right, so let's talk about this one, because we owe this one. Bill and I have had several discussions on this point. We talked about it for a moment here. And with the few minutes that we've got left in the call tonight, Ron, you and I owe it. We need to discuss this very important thing with Bill Kindy.
I want my 88 cents back.
88 cents, okay. Tell him what to do about the 88 cents. Tell customer.
You're a little choppy there for me, but I believe you want me to tell you what to do with that 88 cents. Well,
you're right, Ron. I want to know
absolutely.
When I can get my darn 88 cents.
Okay, with my premise of making the gift card your number one SKU in movement, you want to get more gift cards out there for referrals. You want to use them, like instead of taking dollars or percent off for sale, say, buy this, get a free gift card. But you're going to have gift cards with some fractional dollars on it, like you're talking about, or you may have someone from out of town shopping your store, and they receive a $10 gift card because they bought this product, and they're going to say to you, gosh, can I have the cash back? What I recommend all businesses do that start into this mode of really getting a lot of gift cards out there is establish at every register a box for donated gift cards. Pick a charity. If you have people traveling from out of town, pick a national charity that everyone can recognize. If you tend to have most of your customers only from locally, you can pick a national or a local charity, because everyone will identify with both of them. And then you teach your staff to say, gosh, I'm sorry, customer, I can't give you that 88 cents back, or I can't give you those $10 back. But what I can do is put that gift card in the box for, let's say, the Cancer Society, and once a month the owner comes through, adds up all the gift cards, rounds up, and writes a check to the American Cancer Society. And
well, what if I don't want to donate it to charity? What if I just want
charity?
My 88 cents back?
Ah, but if you want the 88 cents, to tell them it won't expire. And at any point, you can add some dollars to it and use that card again.
Okay.
If I were to go back and look at the cards, Ron, and I saw that someone had 88 cents on the card, I'd be willing to send them an email that says, I'm putting the extra $5 on the card if you'd just come in and use it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. You know, and that you could do, you know, with a good point of sale system to say, hey, any gift card balance less than that, come in. Though there would be a little, if I did a bulk email on that, I'm questioning doing it for the following reason. Some people, when it gets that low, toss it away. And if they were to get an email after they just cost it, at least at the first occurrence when they've never seen this before, you may, how can I say, upset them a bit. Why didn't I know that you guys do this? Oops, I just threw it away.
You know, Ron, just so people that are interested in getting into a gift card program, what is, in your experience, a figure of redemption on cards? Because we're kind of talking about the same sort of thing here.
Yeah. Now, there's two. I teach, you know, both promotional and selling gift cards, and there's different results on one and the other, and the promotional ones can vary totally on if they have expiration dates on them or not. But what's publicly out there is the ones that are purchased, and right now, for the last 3 years, the NRF has been saying that 20% go unredeemed after 1 year from purchase date. Now,
okay.
I teach small business that number is really being generated by the mass marketers on there. And my goal for small business is to be below that 20%. My target is about 15% because we want the customer coming in to shop. If they're not
right.
coming in, we have no opportunity to sell and move merchandise. And we're
right.
not in business to make in to live off the interest of the gift cards. If you're
right.
in that type of business, you might as well liquidate your inventory and live off that interest.
Right.
What you're in
right.
business is to turn inventory at 40% profit, 50% profit. So my goal for small business is 15% or less unredeemed after a year for sold gift cards.
Well, now, how long does a retailer run? We kind of touched on this afternoon for a couple minutes. How long does a retailer have to honor that liability for? Does it vary by state to state or whatever?
The government has set the minimum. I believe now it's 2 years. After that, the states can take over and have different restrictions on it, so it does go state to state. My personal recommendation is that gift cards should not expire. But
yeah.
in real life on it, some people don't want to keep that ever-growing balance as a liability on their accounting a financial statement. So I recommend you work with your accountant, but most accountants will tell you at somewhere to 5 to 7 years, you can write that excessive amount off by really claiming it as income and then paying the proper taxes on that as if it was sold, because realistically, that $10 gift card was 100% profit, and now the year you write it off, you say, gosh, I now have a $10 profit, and I have to add that into my profit for the year on the business. But if that customer does come in after that's written off, you still have it in your system. You look it up, and you just sell it right through.
And that's an important point about the difference in a small business and a chain, mass merchant, or box store. While we both handle it the same way in accounting terms, you will notice that on the day after Christmas, all the retailers will be advertising, please come redeem your gift cards. And, I mean, they say it prettier than I did, but the reason they want it is that it's not a sale on the books until the card is used, and they are all trying to boost their sales to look good before stockholders. You, as an independent, same thing. It is not a sale until the card is redeemed. But it is, in essence, using Ron's example, it's $10 that simply shows up. It's in your checking account. And if it sits there forever, well, it's $10 that you're using. It's like an interest-free loan that you're never going to have to pay back if they don't redeem it. And if they do, so what if it's 5 or 10 years later? You just had all that money for that long for nothing. We need to ask Ron one more question. Multifaceted, but we need to ask one more question tonight. Okay? Here's the first part of the question. So it's November 15th. Christmas selling season starts a week from this afternoon if you're Target or Walmart, who I guess are open all day. But for the rest of us in the normal world, the retail selling season begins next Friday morning. I like your idea, Ron. Can I call you on Friday, and can you get me in the business of a loyalty reward card program that I can do it in Christmas time?
If you have a point-of-sale system, yes, you could design it and put that in place by then. We have a niche in creating low-run production of gift cards and loyalty cards that we usually can turn around once we have a design set in 1 to 2 days. But you can run a loyalty program through most point-of-sale systems without a card, because you can look them up by name or phone number or something like that. But it is a little tight on there to do something that quick. If I had my druthers, I would say to them, design the program, start just getting people's names on a sign-up list, and then really fully implement it come like the first of the year, so you don't overwhelm your people and train them something new right before the busiest day of the year when they're trying to remember everything else that you've laid on them for the holidays and where things are and what's on sale and what combination and what hours they have to work, etc.
Okay. And the second half of the question is, I'm going to say, yes, Ron, I do have a point of sale system. I can handle, I've got that aspect, and now I want to take and put it together. I realize I'm asking a blank question, but give us some variation to it. How much is this going to cost me?
To do it. At this point, if you so happen to be in the Counterpoint family, I help all the other 100 dealers in there, and I charge absolutely nothing because I don't want Counterpoint to ever be perceived as like a used car salesman. You get a lot of product, and you don't know what to do with it, and it just sits there. Outside of that, yeah, one-on-one, we can quote you an hourly rate to help consult through there, but certainly we can do it. But for most people, you're only looking at maybe a couple $100 to get kicked off. And or attend one of my webinars, if you can wait for one, then I lay it all out there for free.
So if you take and listen to Ron's comments from tonight, and we will ask him here in a second to give you his contact information, go back and look at the announcement that we sent you this afternoon for participating in the call. You can be there for one of Ron's future webinars to learn how to do it. But if you'd like to get right to it and start collecting the data, as Ron has suggested, you can give Ron a call tomorrow, and we can get this thing started. So, Ron, here's your last question. It's the tough one. Tell them again where to find you.
Okay. Thank you. Well, tomorrow you'll leave a message in the office, and I'll try and get back to you because I won't physically be in the office. But please go ahead and call it. I do have staff there, and they'll relay me messages. Again, it's Ron Friedman at Damomics Incorporated. Damomics is good enough, and it's D-A-M like in Mary, O-M like in Mary, I-C-S, Charlie Sam, and the website is Damomics.com. I do want to point out, because you guys didn't get to asking me about it, but also, if you get into gift cards, on our website is a gift card promotional calculator. Tom, you mentioned your calculator. There's a real cool calculator there. If you want to give a gift card away, especially even for the holidays, instead of taking a sales discount to say, buy this, get a free gift card, that calculator will help you design that program. And so the website, again, is Damomics.com. The phone number is 888-DAMOMICS or 607-732-5122. And my email address is ronf, R-O-N, the letter F like in Frank, at damomics.com.
Sounds good. Ron, thank you for, after your long day and all the stuff you've been in your two own webinars that you've done. Thanks for taking the time to come be with us for this conference call for tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And Bill Kendi, thank you, buddy. I know what you had to do to get with us tonight after for what you had made commitments for today. Appreciate you going above and beyond to get to be with me tonight. What show wouldn't be the same if you weren't here.
Well, you know, yeah, but you know, my wife would really appreciate it if you'd send me one of those bars of soap.
Tell your wife, give me a call, and we'll find something that's, you know, really nice and appropriate for you. So as I close it, exit music, it starts with, I think, everybody's favorite sound. Ah, that's it. This has been the E-Retailer Conversation Conference Call for Thursday, November 15th, 2012. Tom Shea, Bill Kendi, and Ron Friedman of Damomics. We appreciate that all of you could come and be with us. Join us next month. Wish I could tell you who it was going to be for next month. It's a surprise. I think I got a nice heavy hitter to follow up Ron to close out the year, but I couldn't quite get the commitment from him for tonight to say they were going to be there. But it will be Thursday night, December, I believe it's 13. It'll be middle of the month. Watch your email, it'll be coming to you. Watch the E-Retailer newsletter coming out to you on December 1st, a couple weeks. Everybody, enjoy your Thanksgiving. To Canadians, I know you've already had yours last month. Celebrate ours, too. Just have one big party. Glad everybody could be with us. Thanks to all of you for being with me tonight. Talk to you again. Take care.